at the night sky. And I know that, yes, we are part of this universe. We are in this universe. But perhaps more important than both of those facts is that the universe is in us.
an apology to make. I'm afraid I've made a big mistake. I turn my face away from you, Lord. I was too blind to see the light. I was too weak to feel your might. I closed my eyes, I couldn't see the truth, Lord. But then like Saul on the Damascus Road, you sent a messenger to me, and so now I've had the truth revealed to me. Please forgive me all those things I said. I no longer betray you, Lord. I will pray to you instead, and I will say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for fixing the cataracts of Sam's mom. I had no idea, but it's suddenly so clear. Now I feel such a cynic, how could I have been so dumb? Thank you for displaying how praying works, a particular prayer in a particular church. Thank you, Sam, for the chance to acknowledge this omnipotent ophthalmologist. Thank you, God, for fixing the cataracts of Sam's mom. I didn't realize that it was so simple, but you've shown a great example of just how it can be done. You only need to pray in a particular spot to a particular version of a particular God. And if you pull that off without a hitch, he will fix one eye of one middle-class white bitch. I know in the past my outlook has been limited. I couldn't see examples of where life had been diminished, but I can admit it when the evidence is clear as Sam's mom's new cornea.
That's extremely clear.
Extremely clear. Thank you, God, for fixing the cataracts of Sam's mom. I have to admit that in the past I have been skeptical, but Sam described this miracle and I am overcome. How fitting that the sighting of a sight-based intervention should open my eyes to this exciting new dimension. It's like someone put an eye chart up in front of me and the top five letters say I-C-G-O-D. Thank you, Sam, for showing how my point of view has been so flawed. I assumed there was no God at all, but now I see that cynical. It's simply that his interests aren't particularly broad. He's largely undiverted by the starving masses, or the inequality between the various classes. He gives out strictly limited passes, redeemable for surgery or two-for-one glasses. I feel so shocking for historically mocking you. Your interests are clearly confined to the ocular. I bet given the chance, you'd eschew the divine and start a little business selling contacts online. Sam, what are the odds that of history's endless parade of gods, of the god who just happened to be taught to believe in is the actual one, and he digs on healing, but not the AIDS-ridden African nations, nor the victims of the plague, nor the flood-addled Asians, but healthy, privately insured Australians with common and curable corneal degeneration. The story of Sam's is but a single explanation, a surgical god who digs on magic operations. No, it couldn't be mistaken, attribution of causation, born of a coincidental temporal correlation, exacerbated by a general lack of education, vis-a-vis physics in Sam's parish congregation. And it couldn't be that all these pious people are liars, couldn't be an artifact of confirmation bias, a product of groupthink, a mass delusion, an emperor's new clothes style, fear of exclusion. No, it's more likely to be an all-powerful magician than the misdiagnosis of the initial condition, or one of many cases of spontaneous remission, or a record-keeping glitch by the local physician. No, the only explanation for Sam's mum seemed, they prayed to an all-knowing super being, to the omnipresent master of the universe, and he quite liked the sound of their muttered verse. So for a bit of a change from his usual stunt of being a sexist, racist, murderous cunt, he popped down to Dandenong and just like that used his powers to heal the cataracts.
Okay, guys, we're back. We have me, Law, Ice Goose, Enigma,
Scat,
and Lux.
Scat.
Say something, Lux.
Hey, Lux.
Or don't.
Scat. That's what he's gonna say.
That's right. I kind of guessed he was going to say that shit. Anyway.
His shit, fuck scat.
Our freedom of speech. Bitch.
Man, I don't know. I really don't feel like taking the first call, but I don't know. I guess I'm going
to. I'll do that shit. Send me to a hooker.
No.
Send to a hooker.
I didn't take all this time to gather Craigslist numbers to not call them.
You didn't. Wait, who won that? Fuck you, bastard. I got a frame of speech. Crack them all. Alright, I'm gonna eat.
Let me see which one I want to call here.
You can hear me now, right?
Yes. Yes, we can. Lux, everybody. Finally here. Properly.
Penis.
It's only 10 minutes late.
Okay.
God damn it.
Stuff.
Goddamn shit.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to take the first call, and this one could actually be good for Lux. It's a room for rent. I don't know, you could pretend like you're a kid trying to run away from home.
I got it.
That's what I was thinking. I ran away from my,
okay,
my
it's,
mom's
house. His name is Raul, or Raul, R-A-U-L.
Tell him you sell marijuana, and try to, like, pay for the room in marijuana.
Here, I'll paste it out of my shit.
Ah, oh, shit.
Okay. So that's the ad, Lux. I'm going to add him to call.
I've got an idea.
Please leave your message.
Well, that was pointless. We'll try calling it again.
I have put it in the speed. Hey. Will you order me a pizza?
You can't order your own pizza.
Please leave your message for
909. Don't call that number, guys. Okay. Alright, yeah, I actually think I want to do this one. This guy has a bee removal service, but his Craigslist ad had a Time Magazine advertisement as, like, the image for it. So I want to call him and say I'm from Time, and it's
see
copyright.
If you can have him bring bees to your ex-girlfriend's house or something.
I could also do that. Or, yeah, I don't know, because I really want to do the Time magazine copyright thing and threaten to sue him. But bees and the girlfriend is good. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
All right. There was no name on it or anything like that, but just bee removal with that.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, pretend I'm not drunk.
Well, no, you could say that you're drunk. I mean, that's honestly something you might do when you were drunk. Like, in real life, you know?
I'm trying to put bees in my bedroom. My ex-girlfriend's bedroom. Nice.
Be smart, this is Rob.
Hi, I'm calling about bee removal.
Oh, you bet.
I'm actually thinking about creating a beehive. I was wondering if you guys do creating a beehive. You could help me with that.
You bet. Are you you're looking to have a set of bees at your house and a hive body?
Yeah, let's call it my house. What kind of bees do you guys work with?
Oh, you know, just European bees.
Are those honeybees, wasps, hornets, F-18s?
Yeah, honeybees.
Honeybees? Do you know where
all bees are, you know, they're considered honeybees.
Right, they are?
Yeah.
Do wasps, like, do they create honey? Do wasps, the ones that
wasps,
sting a lot? Yeah.
Wasps, though.
Because they're bees, though, aren't they?
Wasps? No, they're not bees. They're
what
wasps.
Are they? Oh, they're just wasps.
Wasps.
They're in their own animal category. Okay. Do you know where I could get, like a thing of wasps?
What's that?
Can you buy wasps?
Oh, if you'd like. Yeah, I could play with that.
Okay. Do you know if I can create a hive of wasps?
Oh, you know, all things are possible.
Okay. And how much roughly would that cost?
Oh, probably about $300.
Okay. Compared to what would it normally cost for honeybees?
Oh, it all depends on how long it's been there and kind of what's going on.
Well, I don't have any yet.
Do you currently have an issue?
No, I don't have an issue. I'm trying to create a hive for my ex-girlfriend.
Create a hive for your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, she cheated on me, so I'm trying to create a hive for her. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking somewhere in the wall, I was just going to create a tiny little hole, and hopefully they can crawl through the hole in the wall.
Yeah, what you need there is some Nasnoth pheromone.
What's that?
It's called Nasnoth pheromone, and it's something you can buy.
Okay.
And you know, if you have an enemy, somebody that's kind of deserves a set of bees at their house, you know, bees are easily attracted. You know, swarms are easily attracted to the right types of pheromones that you carefully place in the right situations, the right areas.
Okay. And where would I get this?
Much, much, much better than wasps. You know, just dealing with bees.
Okay. Do you think they would sting her?
What's that?
Do you think they would sting her a lot if I put it on her pillow or something?
Yeah, if you dump a bee hive on her, I'm sure it would sting her.
Well, these pheromones, what do you think will happen if I put the pheromones on her pillow?
Yeah, she, you know, if you brought a beehive near it, you could create yourself a bee pillow, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah, have you ever seen people that do, like, a bee beard, or, you know, they have bees all over their body and chest, and...
Yeah.
I understand. There are bees all over them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's created with the Nasnoth pheromone. You place little bits of that chemical all over your body.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go over to the apiary, you know, where you have lots of bees, and you just kind of, you start attracting all those bees over to your body, and they just collect and gather all over your body.
See, I'm hoping that they just sting her. I don't want them to be friendly with her. I want them to sting her. She was, you know, she stung my heart, and I want to sting her with bees. A lot of bees. Preferably
what town do you live in?
I'd rather not disclose that.
And where?
Where do you do business at?
All over Southern California.
Yeah, I'm in Huntington Beach.
So, how long were you guys together?
About 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I feel for you. I've had, you know, I'm sure we've all had lots of different women that have stung our hearts from time to time, right?
I know, I'm trying to, I'm not a sociopath, but I'm trying to get some bees to sting her, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much would it cost to put a wasp hive in her bedroom?
Yeah, bring a set of bees to sting her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not really involved in that type of business, but is she particularly kind of afraid of bees in general? Or?
Terrified. Do you have a rat collection, too? Maybe we could put some rats in her house.
Some what, rats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in the exterminating business for 14 years, so
okay.
Believe me, I've seen it and done it. every bed bug, you name it.
Do you think we could put like a hive of rats in your room?
Hive of rats?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could put a little colony of rats in there.
Is it a hive or is it a colony?
I mean, you might be able to go over to a pet store, you know, to...
No, I want wild rats. I mean, smart, I want rats.
Just pick up a bunch of crickets, you know, and roaches, and just kind of let them loose.
I want rats that'll chew through the wiring and really screw with the inside. You know what I mean?
You got a little vengeance feeling
yeah,
in your blood?
I'm not a sociopath, but...
tell me about this girl. I mean, she... Is she with someone else or is she?
Yeah, she was doing me for 3 months, uncommitted, and then you know she started doing her ex. And she told me she loved me, and I was like, oh man, I'm all for that. I like you too. I mean, I don't love you, but I like you. And then she slept with my brother.
So her ex and your brother?
My ex and my brother.
Oh God!
I know, it was awful. So I'm trying to take a bath.
Sorry to hear that, man.
And then she reported me to the police for what I was doing with selling weed.
Yeah.
At the back, so you know, I don't do it anymore because I'm on parole. But you know, it was real fucked up what you did. You know what I mean?
Well, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 25.
I'm 43, so, I mean, not that I'm your elder or in yeah. any position to give any fatherly advice or anything, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been around the block, you know? I've had a couple multi-million-dollar businesses in my life and then been blessed to have the best parents in the world So I don't know. I feel like I have some advice that I might be able to share.
Okay.
But you know, one thing is there is plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
And so, although it really hurts your heart and it sucks, vengeance and. Because it sounds like you're dealing with kind of a little bit of a wacky girl. Her mindset's kind of wacky. If she's fucking your brother.
And she fucking sure her
ex-husband. I mean, that's just... Let that go.
I think my brother and her are engaged now. I mean, it's awful.
You know, God bless them, though. I mean, wish them luck in the future.
Oh, and let that devil bless them.
let them move on. And then just take the higher road and just develop. It's hard, but develop the self-confidence and just say, you know what? Hey, good for you. You guys have fun. And then just turn the page of life and just kind of, you know, just work on just, you know, because we have to, you know, it's tough to love ourselves, you know.
Well, it's weird because my brother owns a farm.
He owns a what?
He owns a farm, but I swear to God, like he had sexual intercourse with animals. Like I swear to God, which is weird. So I'm not even kidding.
Are you just telling me stories tonight or what?
I'm not kidding, man. I'm not kidding. I wish I was, man. I mean, it's funny.
Is he your older brother or younger?
He's my younger brother. He's kind of special.
Special Olympian.
Yeah,
how many kids in your family?
There's four.
I'm the youngest of seven.
Oh, jeez, man.
Oh, man. Talk about getting kicked in the nuts, you know, your whole life.
I think he has Down syndrome, like, legitimately. I would have thought this my whole life. He has Down syndrome, but my parents...
Well, Down syndrome and all, and being with your ex, how's this farm doing?
Well, it's not his farm. He works on a farm.
Oh, he works for a farm, but your ex-girlfriend probably thinks he owns a farm.
Yeah, I think he lied to her. Yeah, honestly.
He probably told her he created the whole thing, right?
Yeah, he made the animals and all, I think, is what he told her. I don't know. I mean, we only dated for like 3 months, non-seriously, but...
Yeah, I would... My recommendations at my stage of life, at my age, is... it's tough, because I felt some of the same feelings that you're feeling.
Well, did you ever put rats in...
in an ex-girlfriend's net? No.
What about?
So you're very, but, I thought about it.
You thought about it.
Just like you're thinking about it. I thought about it, but...
What about putting bees in her pillow?
But, the best thing my parents taught me
is
anytime you make a big decision in life, is just sleep on it overnight. And then if you still feel passionate about that same pursuit or same decision that you're kind of pursuing, just think, do it, lock the deal in about a day or two after you're having those thoughts. And, once you prayed about it and slept on it, because, then you might know, okay, yeah, that was a
the security or, the security camera I put in her room after we broke up, I swear to God, she's been doing so many guys, and I think she's married, or she's going to get married to my brother.
Oh, my God. Can I give you my email? You can send me some copies of that. I'd love to review that.
That's kind of goofy, man.
What's that?
You trying to watch my ex-girlfriend have sex with people?
Well, if you're watching it, why can't you? That's kind of bizarre, That's crazy.
My ex-girlfriend, man.
You literally cataloged that whole thing. You have a camera in there, and you know what's going on, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, have you done that?
Dude, no, that's amazing. I'll bet. Have you told her yet that hey, I've seen what's going on?
Well, no, I haven't talked to her in a couple of months. All right, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm not trying to talk to that bitch.
Yeah, I mean, just say from one brother to another, my advice, don't, it's fun to it's fun in some ways to kind of catch someone in this particular situation to kind of know what is actually going on. But on the flip side, since you have the evidence, take it in your mindset and just say, Oh my gosh, she's a freak. She's not sane. She's not the kind of woman that I've ever dreamed of being with, because she's with my brother and all these other people.
But it's your only girl. It's your only girl that'll ever have sex with a rake in the room.
She's the only girl that what?
Will have sex with a rake. In the room, yeah.
With a rake?
Yeah. In the gardening tool.
but is that when you grew up as a young boy, were you thinking, I want to find a girl that would, just kind of be freaky that way and make love to a rake?
Well, every guy kind of wants, a freak, don't they?
Well, people, yeah, they want. A freak in the bed, but a sweetheart,
Oh, well.
Probably, right?
I always wanted a freak in the bed, though.
But what I'm saying is, there's just, she's doing all that. I mean, you cannot argue with her or try to get back with her. You got to cut bait, just like a fisherman. Cut the cord. Cut the camera link. Don't keep watching those videos, because if you're watching her, that's a little bit creepy in some ways, but it's kind of fun in other ways, right?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun.
But it's obviously it's not too fun for you
because she uses the shovel as a dildo. And that's hot.
See what?
She uses the shovel as a dildo. That's hot. You know what I mean? She can use the hedge trimmers with her feet, and
yeah, but then, but if she's using a shovel, hopefully that's keeping room for you, you know?
Well, it's a little bit loose after, but I mean, I'm not complaining.
That could ruin a young lady.
Well, I mean, it could, but it's still, you know, I mean, you've never done anything with garden tools, have you?
You know, I've never been with a lady. I've never done garden tools myself, but...
You never brought garden tools into the bedroom?
Oh, no. Oh.
Never?
No.
You didn't grow up on a farm, though, did you?
Yeah, no cows or no sheep for me.
Well, I mean, I don't mess around with animals. I don't know about you. I don't mess around with animals, so...
No. I've known some people that have fun with watermelons out there, you know, when they're growing up.
Well, I think everybody's done that. Well, I think that's normal to heat up a watermelon until it almost explodes. And,
you've got some new levels of normalcy.
Yeah.
I'm not accustomed to, but you know what? To each their own, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got a friend that's kind of like you, that kind of, you know, he's into some of that stuff, and I told him, hey.
Well, I mean, I'm not into it.
Pay me $100, I'll bring my beehive over, and you can stick your ball sack in it, and
we'll sting
your ball sack for you.
That's ridiculous.
You know, maybe if you don't have a bee problem, maybe you'd like that. I'll bring a set of bees over there, and... Can I help you out with that?
I don't think I want to stick my penis into a ball, a beehive,
but maybe your ex-girlfriend will.
Well, but she doesn't have a penis, so I'm not sure.
Hey, if she's into non-power tools.
Well, you know, it's like it's rakes the vibrating and ones and shovels and rakes and.
If she likes shovels and rakes that are non-power tools.
We've only done.
Yeah, for $100, I'll be glad to bring a hive over, and that will be a lot more stimulation than a rake or a shovel.
Do you think beehives can be equated to vibrators?
Well, I could, but it comes with a price. It comes with a little bit of a sting, a little bit more stimulation than most people would enjoy.
More of a sting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More of a stimulation than most people would ever enjoy, but...
Well, I was thinking about...
I don't know, 14 years of doing this, I kind of enjoy those stings, you know?
You like the stings, or the...
Yeah, it's kind of an acquired taste.
Well, you don't stick your penis in the beehives, though.
No. I've never let a bee sting my ball sack, no.
That'd be weird. I mean, I'd be curious. Because you have sex animals.
You know, if I felt like I had a really small penis, I'd probably let the bee sting my penis, and then that way,
we'd
get some swelling, and then I can impress the ladies, right?
Well, I mean, luckily, I don't need to worry about them. I don't need to worry about that because I'm average, you know, 6 inches, maybe.
Exactly, we don't have to worry about that, but some men might. Look at that and think, hey, let me call a bee man and if he can bring some bees over here, and I'd gladly have him sting my penis so I can go from a 4-incher to a 6-incher, you know?
Yeah, it'd be a little bit more round and everything, but you know, you haven't been with a lady that uses garden tools, have you?
I haven't been with a what?
A lady that uses garden tools, right?
Never, dude. Never. You got me. You're teaching me new lessons, you know, I'm impressed.
Oh, man, I thought it was pretty common. When she explained it to me, she made it seem like that was a pretty common thing to use garden tools, you know, rakes and shovels and shit.
Here's my thought on that, though. If I was dating someone, or I met someone at a bar or church,
yeah,
and they said,
sweetheart,
I would like to date you, but I gotta warn you, I have a thing for you know, stationary objects like shovels, rakes, broom handles. I have a thing for that.
She was never into broom handles. I mean,
because if it had batteries attached to the vibrator, then yeah, I mean, by all means, but if it's just like shovels and garden tools, I would think, you know what? I'm going to steer clear of this relationship, and I'm going to go fish. I'm going to go fish for something else. And
what about what about Gatorade as a lubricant? You know, have you ever thought about that?
Gatorade?
Yeah, Gatorade as a lubricant.
Well, that's got a lot of energy in that. You know, there's a lightning bolt right on their logo.
You know? Funny, I like that. but, you know, I have a question. Do you use Viagra?
I don't. I've never had any need for that.
No. Did you know it makes it harder? You know, I'm 25, but I still use it. You know.
You're a bullshit, aren't you?
No, I haven't joked with you yet, have
you're
I?
You're speaking from the heart.
I've been drinking a little too much, and I'm very sad. And you've been carrying on a conversation with me. And,
I'm happy to help anything I can, anything from my life experience. If I can help somebody else, I mean, I'm all for helping others. You know,
I feel you, man. I feel you. You know, you've done great work. You know, I appreciate. I appreciate everything, you know, that you've done for me, and, you know, would you continue to date a girl that was using garden tools for sex toys? Or?
Yeah, it depends. To be honest, it depends on how hot she is, right?
Yeah. So do you think I should
I mean, that's why I need to give you my email, so I can review your situation. I mean, like, if you go to a doctor... A doctor can only know so much, and I'm kind of like a doctor because I'm your elder. I'm 43, and I've had quite a few life experiences, and a lot of experiences with bees. So I might be able to diagnose the whole situation so much better if I knew the whole story.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, do you think I should take down the security camera in their bathroom, or, you know, should I keep that up?
And do you have a toilet cam, or what's going on?
Yeah, I have a toilet cam. It's just really small.
Well, good. Well, thank God that the garden tools didn't. They don't. I can't imagine that they fit in the toilet.
It's a scat cam.
What's that?
It's a scat cam. Have you ever heard of
that? Scat cam?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's just... I can't believe you've never heard of that.
It sounds like you're in the security business. Because you're a technical guy or something. You know how to wire that shit up.
Well, I'm a hacksaw, but, you know, that's beside the point.
What do you do for work?
I can't tell you that, man. I'm an elite internet hacker.
Elite internet hacker?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm a hacker.
So like business speaking, you know, like if I have a business where I do bees and I'm, you know, I moved from Arizona where I used to do a lot of work, and then I moved to California where I don't do much work because I'm just starting out again.
Yeah.
Are you somebody that can make my phone ring off the freaking hook and bring lots of business my way, or?
Well, no. I hacksaw the internet. I mean, there's got to be I hacksaw illegally is really what I do. Ring off the you got to put up advertisements, man. You got to put up advertisements everywhere. You know.
You got to pay for advertising, right?
Well, you don't have to pay for advertising. Well, I mean, I guess you kind of do. But word of mouth, you know what I mean? Word of mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never have problems with that because I'm a fairly likable guy, you know, and I...
Yeah, I feel you.
I listen to my customers and I try to help them, and once I have a customer, I always have... That customer always calls me back.
No, there you go. You know, that's what matters.
Yeah.
You know, but honestly, do you think I should take the scat cam out and then, you know, take all the...
What is a scat cam?
I'm not really sure how to explain the scat cam. It's just
how you spell that? I'll look it up.
S-C-A-T.
S-C-A-T cam.
Yeah.
Scat cam. I'll have to check that out. Is that the one that goes in the toilet seat? Right there by the poop chute or what?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. No, dude, seriously, if she is that crazy, where she finds some kind of gratification with power, like lawn tools, or your brother, or your friend, or, you know, some guy that comes to her house to fix her plumbing, or anybody like that, going back to her ex-husband,
yeah,
then you got to realize, as a man, you got to realize that, hey, just talk to yourself, say, hey, did I even, sure, it might have been a great, you know, sexual thing. And yeah. And you might have had a lot of feelings where you thought it might go somewhere deeper.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to be asking yourself, hey, was this ever anything that was real or anything that was like a healthy thing that I'd move forward with this woman? Or is she just a whack job and I need to cut bait and I need to find somebody else? We got some music playing.
Yeah, I listen to Indian music sometimes.
What kind of music?
Indian music. I don't know.
Indian? Indian? From India?
Yeah, well, I mean, I listen to Pandora, and sometimes that stupid shit just comes on.
Sound a little trancy.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you... You know, you put Pandora on sometimes, it puts on some, you know, you try to get some Keith Urban, and, you know, sometimes
yeah, you click on the wrong button, and next thing you know, you got, you know,
well, I tried putting on
a different genre, right?
I tried putting on some Keith Urban, and, you know, somehow, yeah, Scatman came up, and, and I think I should take down my live feed in my ex-girlfriend's room. I think the live
feed that is so funny. I mean, I'm sure every guy's thought of doing that.
Well,
but you actually did it. You got a live feed.
Yeah, there was a link. There's a link. All right, do you want to go to it? To be honest.
Yeah, no, I'd be interested in checking it out because I mean, we've all thought of that, but there are very few of us have actually done that, and so you're kind of a technical guy, and so, you know, it's kind of impressing in one sense, but on the flip side, I kind of worry about you because, you know, our mental health is important too, so if we dwell on the past relationships in life...
Yeah, but I'm worried
that, you know what I mean?
She's the one for me, and she's having sex with my brother.
Yeah, well, it would be fun for you. It'd probably be fun for you to show, you know, set your brother aside and say, you know, and bring that up and show that to him. He would just probably feel like the smallest, you know, piece of shit for doing that to his own brother.
Yeah. Do you want to go to the live stream though? Like when I look at it, like she's just laying in bed, but she's naked right now.
Hey, you know, I'm not opposed to seeing that.
All right, are you by your computer right now?
Well, I'm on my iPhone, but I can get to a computer.
All right, get to a computer.
Okay. How long has it been going on where you've you know, cut bait or sheep or, you know, this has happened and you've had live feed?
No, probably like 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
About a month.
That's really interesting. That's something that every man has probably wanted to do, you know. Let's see. All right, here's Safari.
Okay.
What do I go to?
M-E-A-T.
What is it?
Meet. M-E-A-T.
M-E-A-T.
S-P.
S-P.
I. N.
What's that? Okay. M-E-A-T. S-P.
I-N. I-N.
I-N.
.com.
.com?
Yes.
Meetspin.com?
Yeah.
Is this a website you own or a domain you own?
Yeah.
Nice. So your girl has a Johnson?
What? What website did you go to?
I'm at meetspin.com. It says I'm officially gay.
I don't think you went to the right website. go back. Get out of that.
Start out again for me.
Let me look it up.
Well, while you're looking it up, maybe you need to type in meatspin.com and you can see what I'm seeing.
Okay, let me look that up real fast.
That's quite a sight. I like that.
You like that?
That's funny.
Oh my god. No, that's...
No, believe me, I wouldn't want to be on the top or the bottom of that axe, believe me.
Jesus Christ, that is nasty as fuck. You hear that song in the background,
obviously,
too?
You've seen this before then.
Why, no. this is the first time I've been...
There's a boy poking another boy's bottom and a wiener flipping around, you know?
This is funny as hell. It is funny as hell.
Who, I am?
That was my old domain for the like fee. I guess somebody hacks her, babe.
I hope that's not your picture.
No, that's not me. It's no garden tools right there.
You're not, are you on the bottom or the top?
that's not me, I swear. I'm not about
Could
that.
Be your brother or your girlfriend.
Yeah, probably. Might be my brother. He does have Down syndrome. Let me try to get the live feed up here.
Okay.
This is really weird. I'm really sorry about that.
I got a song, you know, you spin me round and round, baby round and round, that's going on right now.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Like a record, baby, you know?
Are you still watching it? How many spins are you
no,
at?
No, I turned it off.
Okay.
Turns off, and I'm gonna say a prayer and repent. What I had to see here, you know.
When I saw that, I kind of.
I mean, that's just warped my mind.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I'm. That used to be the link for that, because nobody's expecting ever. You know, if anybody went there, they naturally.
Thanks for sharing that to me. I'm gonna send that to some friends.
Oh man, don't do that. No, it was supposed to be.
That was a joke on me. I know, but you know, I'll make that a joke for somebody else, right?
I'm being serious. It was supposed to be the live feed.
Okay. Let's get to that live feed. Let's see what that is.
Well, I mean, I have it right now, and Jimmy, she's just laying in bed, which is weird.
Well, I'm sure you're watching it, but how do I get to watch it?
Well, I'm trying to get another link going. I have to buy another domain because obviously I got Hacksword. Okay, well, what about, I don't know, man. I'm trying to find, because there's a domain that you can find, like, any webcam, so I'm trying to find the domain for it. Let me just, like, click through on, shit. Hold on.
Now, when things were good, I'm sure, you know, you being a techie guy, you probably kind of made your own films, you know?
Oh, yeah. I have plenty of films. Of, you know, I don't know if you're into garden tools or anything.
I have it all wired up without her knowing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get that. Hold on.
Dude, I must be officially gay because I've sat through this now. I minimized streams, but I'm almost up to 500 spins by now.
You're at 500 spins?
Yeah, I'm up to 500 spins.
Well, I'm trying to get it so, you know, that either it goes to a new domain or it, you know, it just takes out, you know, it takes...
But, you know, the man on top, he's got kind of, you know, the bikini tan line of a female. So
wow,
I'm kind of concerned about that. I mean, my God, he was...
Unless you put on a strap-on, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there's something going on there.
This is weird, you know.
That sucks that somebody hacked your meatspin.com website. That sucks.
I got it on a new domain.
So when meatspin.com got hacked, you had to come up with something new to kind of get the webcam going. So what's the new one?
Hold on. It is sour.
Sour?
Sourpuss.com? No. I'm trying to work it out. SOURMATH.com.
Okay. SOUR
MATH, just math.
SOUR and then MATH.
Yeah.
SourMath.com.
Yeah. Let's see if that works.
All right. Let's see. All right, my friend told me to go to SourMath.com to play some games. When I went there, it was actually an old guy porno. I closed it, and I'm asking if it is malware or spyware or any type of viruses. Yeah, it's probably not a site that I want to go on, you know?
It's totally legit. You should do it.
Really?
Yeah. It's good.
Well, it says official two girls, one cup, two girls, one cup video.
Well, you see, Google is lies. They're all hacksaws that want to. They're all hacksaws that want to get back at me because we're in the elite hacksaw business, and so they lie about it online so that no one will go to my site.
Yeah, but why is your site called SoreMath?
What?
Why is your site called SoreMath?
Oh, because nobody'd expect it if, you know, it had anything with math. Because, I mean, let's be honest,
you know, who Googles math?
All right. Okay. So I'm on Wikipedia here.
Yeah.
Sormouth.com is a prank website with three old men basically doing each other. Although it doesn't sound bad, you cannot easily exit the website. If you keep pressing X on the dialog box where it says hello, it will show up the same box again. Here's a few simple ways to exit the site.
Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a girlfriend webcam thing.
I don't know. Like, do I just keep screwing it up? I don't know.
You might want to, like, you know, get a new domain name.
I feel like the people who are doing
something that's not so controversial, you know, with penis swinging around or any kind of virus or hacking type background stuff, you know?
No, I feel you. It's funny. Whoever keeps giving me domains is really fucked up. You know?
What's that?
Whoever keeps giving me domains is really messed up.
Whoever keeps giving you domains?
Yeah. Because I keep getting domains from lemonparty.com.
On what?
Lemon Party.
Lemon Party?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Lemon, like a lemon?
Yeah.
Lemon Party.
.com.
Huh. Yeah, sites. Okay, here's on Yahoo. Sites such as Sourmouth are called browser exploits. Generally, they do not install a virus, although strange activity is seen as a result of browser manipulation by scripts on the site rather than any virus.
Yeah. What about man?
And we got Slunk Rick Ashley, never going to give you up. I'm sure you're...
What about MadhouseLive.com?
Madhouse?
Yeah, MadhouseLive.com.
M-A-D?
Yeah, M-A-D-H-O-U-S-E. .com.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh.
I mean, what would be the point?
It's Madhouse. Like, Google MadhouseLive.com.
Madhouse Live?
Yeah, .com. I swear this one isn't porn. Live. L-I-V-E. L-I-V-E.
Yeah, okay. Madhouse Live. That's radio prank calls.
Yeah.
And that's a dominant force in prank calls, which yeah. you're doing with me.
Yeah.
Carlito and the Madhouse Live crew have been in the prank call game since 2005.
If you go on it, I swear to God, this isn't porn.
If what?
It's not porn if you click on it, I swear to God. It's actually, we're doing it. We're doing a show right now.
Uh-huh.
And you found your number somewhere. I don't even know where we found it. But you were such a good sport. You were really nice.
Are you going to make me famous?
Well, I mean, you're not famous because I don't have many business. But you're really nice.
Well, if you want to be famous, you can actually be on our other website. It's called straightguyfirsttime.com. Basically, what we'll do is we'll set up webcams in your house, right? And, you know, we'll have you make love to various men that you'll pick up at bars and whatnot.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
And garden tools.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm into, you know?
You're a good sport, man. I appreciate that. You were nice, though. You were nice the whole time.
Yeah, no worries, man.
Trying to give me advice, that's some real shit. That's some real shit.
Yeah, it's entertaining, too, you know?
Yeah, a little bit from the board.
So you're not suffering over any sadness with your ex?
No, I'm just hella drunk.
Hey, are you Carlito?
No, I'm Ice Goose.
You're what?
I'm Ice Goose.
Ice what?
Ice goose.
Ice goose.
Yes.
G-O-O-S-E?
Yeah.
Ice goose.
I'm really drunk, so I don't know what you just said.
Oh, no worries, man. I've had a few, too. But are you part of the Madhouse radio crew?
Yeah.
That's funny, man.
I do science and phone marking, I think is the name of it.
Science and what?
Phone marking. We do phone marking.
Do you?
Yeah, this is the
Hey, any ideas to get my phone marketing ringing, man? Let me know. I'll be glad to call you the Bee Goose. You know, we'll get something rolling.
Well, we can co-brand
each other and just get shit rolling for each other, you know?
You know, if I lived in Southern California, I'd try to hit you up for a job.
Are you in Southern Cal?
No, I'm in Pacific Northwest.
Dude, you're up late, man.
Yeah, well, we're in the same time zone, so.
Oh, are you?
Dumbass.
Yeah, I work night, so I'm normally up to like 2 or 3. So,
yeah.
So, actually... Yeah, you were a good sport, man. Hey, do you want to do a prank call?
What's that?
And do you want to do a prank call?
Do I want to do one?
Yeah, you want to do one?
It would be fun, but what do you have in mind?
Oh, Sloth, what do you have?
Just right, like anybody that want to call and just...
Well, have, no, we have this have guy. No.
Well, we have a bunch of things.
We have numbers. You can do this one. We have a guy who repairs holes in walls. You can call him and ask if he can also put a hole in a wall. You own a local bar and you would like to put a glory hole in one of the bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
a glory hole in star.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
Hey, we want you to be a regular listener of Madhouse, though, because you're such a good sport.
Dude, no, it sounds funny, man. I'm going to check out the website for sure.
You should. I swear to God, it's not pornography this time. We're not trying to get you to go to meat spin. So,
I did enjoy the meat spin, you know. I'd enjoy the hell of a lot more if I like to putt from the rough, but I don't, you know. I like the meat curtains myself, but...
Yeah, we got you.
But,
All right, you ready?
But, yeah, Madhouse Radio, that kind of makes more sense now.
Yeah, well, we're print callers, and, you know, that we will.
And... So it sounds like you probably aren't. You don't have a live feed on your girlfriend, and you're okay.
No,
right?
I have a girlfriend. I just
what's that?
No, I have a girlfriend.
But do you have any live feeds on her?
No, I don't.
No need to, right?
No, I don't need to, really. All right.
Well, if things go south, just let me know. We'll bring over a beehive for you. Glad to ship a set of bees over there, you know?
Send bees there, yeah. Let's do this call. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead.
All right, go for it, Saul.
Well, are you going to do this play? Okay.
No, this is all you.
This is you. Get the glory hole installed.
Find a dominant force in prank calls. That's hilarious.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have a chat room if you want to join it.
You do on the site?
Yeah. Go, shit, hold on. I'm on.
So, how long have you been at this company, or, like, what's your background with this whole thing? I love this, man. Request a prank. So people can hire you guys to, like, just screw with, like, somebody that I want to be screwed with, right?
No, it's not a business.
No.
What's that?
It's not a business.
It's not a business.
It's not a business.
No, it's not a commercial thing.
No.
Yeah. That's funny. So who are you trying to call just now?
That was the whole repair guy, but we have another one here. It's an amateur barber who's looking for experience.
You should tell him to cut your pubes.
No, that's what I was going to say. Style your ass and ball hair.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll try him.
Hey, what's your name, by the way?
Oh.
Oh, shit. I just hung up on him. Fuck.
Sorry. Call back. Call back. He was hella cool.
I am.
Yeah, I'm hella cool.
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought he was the other one. I thought we had left it on the line somehow.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, we got you disconnected. That was my
bad. Lost you there.
Hey, what's your name, by the way?
Oh, yeah, my name is Rob.
Okay, well, your new name, your chat name is Exterminator.
Exterminator, okay.
I'll take this call, damn it.
Who are you calling?
The barber.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Shit.
Yeah, not having much luck with them.
You know, the problem is, at this hour of night, like, you know, you probably just need to call, like, escort services.
We don't do that.
Girls on, like, Backpages, .com, and then you could say, look, something to do with, like, a pimp service.
Well, we don't...
You get his offer, like, protection and stuff.
We don't do that when Ice Goose is drunk, because...
Okay, what's that?
You don't do that when Ice Goose is drunk.
Oh, okay.
apparently I'm too much of an asshole, hookers.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a time of night that they're in full swing, huh?
I don't fuck hookers.
Okay, I have another number here that he could do.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a lost Galaxy Note 2, and you would have to tell him that you found it around Dune Palms Road, and... I don't know. Ice Goose, do you have any ideas as to, like, what he could do? Like, you could ask for $300 for the phone or
a blowjob. Ask for, like, a tit picture, and then you'll give it back.
Well, I think it's a dude, but ask, like, if he has a girlfriend, and then, you know, can I see her naked? Can I see you naked? Or, like, can I have a pair of your underwear, like, dirty underwear, in exchange for the phone? So really any of that, just work with that, we'll call.
It's so basically someone that's selling this, huh?
Well, no, it's a Galaxy Note 2. Just, you know, ask for sexual things in exchange for the phone or exorbitant amounts of money for the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I want a pair of your dirty boxers or, you know, underwear.
Yeah, or they lost it and they want it back.
Yeah.
You don't want to give it back.
Just to blow their mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello?
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah, that's you.
I found your phone, the Galaxy Note 2.
Not mine.
Well, there was a Craigslist ad with this number.
Wrong number.
Bullshit.
Okay. Suck my dick.
That sucks.
Okay.
She got rid of that phone already, huh?
Okay, here's another one.
Found it.
This guy lost his Galaxy S2 at a pachanga on Friday night.
Dude, you're giving me too many ideas for fun, you know?
I'm going to get
you got my mind spinning because I'm kind of a creative mind.
This guy is offering
person.
$50.
I got a lot of nephews that, like, pull a lot of
silence,
shit, you know?
Jesus. Yes. Okay. This guy's offering $50. So you could try to up the ante on that. Be like, listen, well, I want, like, $150, actually, and I want you to give me a hand job.
Tell him you want Neo points.
Wow, really?
Fine.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Please
check
the
number and dial again.
Oh, damn.
God damn.
Hey, buddy,
hey, you know what? If we call Bangkok, China, right now, I'll bet it's like, you know, 9 a.m. right now.
Yeah, but that's also incredibly expensive.
Well, it's also, we'd have to learn Bangkok language, but that would be that wouldn't be doable right now. We'd probably have to take a couple lessons in that.
Were you sucking dick?
What's that?
You sucking dick, and that's all you had to say. Sucking dick?
All right, this is an exchange student named Sabrina. She's looking for a place to stay, or rather, she's looking to house sit. And she will clean, purchase fresh flowers, turn on AC. Yeah, she'll stock the refrigerator.
Where does she live? Where is she trying to live right now?
That's a good question. It's Palm Springs. Is the
oh area. Nice? That's close to me.
Yeah, I know. All these numbers
like
are from
45
your area.
Minutes.
Yeah, that we I chose your area at random. yeah.
Maybe I can help her out.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you think you have what it takes to be sexual with her and creep her out and make her think that you might molest her if she moves in with you? Because that's probably the goal that most people would take with this.
Yeah, because she wants free rent or close to free.
Exactly. She has to get sexual with you. So let's see if we can get this one to pick up.
Nice.
If this...
I told you I'd not mute and I'll just start laughing.
Please don't do that. Okay, just a second here.
Piss.
Aw, shit.
Does not want to dial that number for some reason. Whoa.
How does a site like this make money? Like, how do you guys...
It doesn't
make money.
It's not commercial.
Yeah, we don't make money.
How you money make?
I mean, it's really clever. It's really entertaining. But, like, what... Like, how do you guys, you know, turn a buck?
Oh, we have jobs outside of this. We don't make any money from doing prank calls.
Strictly for fun.
Yeah, strictly for fun.
This is all just for fun?
Yeah. Absolutely. And because it's fun to get drunk on Friday nights with people you've never met before.
Yeah, it is not letting me dial this number for some reason.
Yeah.
Let me try this. Okay, there we go. Finally. Fuck Skype.
Oh, shit. How is the exterminating business? Do you make a lot of money?
You know, my last
please
company...
Please leave your message for...
Uh-oh.
Sabrina.
Well, then.
Make a lot of money, though?
You know, yeah, my last company in Arizona, I was up to...
Please leave your message for...
1.2 mil.
Holy shit.
1.2 mil per year. I was the largest bee removal service in Phoenix.
Shit.
Yeah, bee companies, you know, the ones that are real serious, I mean, they answer their phones 24/7. And so, one that you could call right now is the son of a bitch that bought my business. He was my best friend of 10 years, and he bought Atomic Pest Control for me for $550,000 on a company that makes, you know, $1.2 million a year.
Okay.
He gave me $100,000 down, and he made payments of, interest-only payments of $3,000 a month for about a year, year and a half, but he was supposed to make it for 5 years, and at the end of 5 years, a balloon payment for the additional amount that he owed me.
Yeah.
But he filed bankruptcy, played little games with bankruptcy, and we were the best of friends. That's why I want to give it to him. And truly, Nolan and Orkin, all the big players, they all wanted to buy my company. But I wanted to give it to my dear friend, you know, my best friend of 10 years.
What a piece of shit. You know, you know what you should do to get back at him?
What's that?
Make prank calls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, do you have a Skype? Do you have a Skype?
What's that?
Do you have a Skype?
Skype account?
Yeah.
You know, I did a while back, and I probably could set it up, but... Hey, I don't know if I get set up tonight, or if I,
well,
if I,
wanna,
I get in trouble, hey, if I don't slide into bed with a wife here in just a minute, you know what I mean?
Yeah, get a piece of paper, and I want you to write my Skype name down.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep in touch.
Yeah, and then just make one. Don't use your real name. Use, like, the Exterminator or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll keep in touch that way. And I'll have you on my show, and we'll have a ton of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got a lot of, I come from a pretty interesting background, you might say. Before the business here, I had a company called Zuka Juice that I started from scratch, and me and my brother, we started it, and from one store on a $35,000 investment, we got it up to $50 million a year in sales, and sold it to Jamba Juice.
Shit. Hey, do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, John, J-O-N.
J-O-N.
Dot.
Dot.
Just the decimal. J-O-N decimal. T-R-O.
G is in good?
No, T is in trouble.
Oh, T is in trouble, okay.
T is in trouble. R-O-L-L. S-T-O-N. And
okay,
then the number
so
two.
Number two?
Yeah.
That's your Skype user?
Yeah, John J-O-N decimal.
J-O-N and then dot T-R-O-L-L-S-T-O-N and then the number two.
Yeah, that's my Skype.
Skype. What's your like direct email or direct telephone number or whatever?
Oh, that's how you're gonna contact me. See what right,
right
now.
This one?
Can't give you any of that. Yeah, I guess you could contact
me. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I don't want people to know my real name.
No, no worries. It's been fun chatting with you, man. I enjoyed meeting you, and that was cute.
Scat, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, go to bed.
I hung up on it.
you guys are assholes.
I'm sorry, dude, but that was getting so goddamn boring.
All you were doing
is being drunk and talking to that fucking dude for like the last 25 minutes. But the beginning,
asshole.
Seriously, really good call. Really good call.
Yeah, that's so bad. I was like, oh, shit, I was fucking
retarded. Yeah. Yeah, that got real excessive. And everybody's asleep now. Everybody that I gathered numbers for is either asleep or disconnected their number in the meantime, you son of a bitch.
Oh, for real. We gained a listener. Oh, well.
Sloth was making friends with that garden guy.
That was Ice Goose.
I meant Ice Goose.
Are you drunk, Enigma?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm drunk.
I'm not.
You guys are high.
No, Enigma hasn't had any marijuanas tonight.
Did you have marijuanas?
He didn't have any marijuanas. Alright, this is another pest control company. I'm actually going to try this one. I'm going to see if I can get him to kill my neighbor's dog.
Please hold while I connect you or press 2 to leave a message.
Thank you for holding. We look forward to talking with you soon. Please hold the line, and we'll be right back with you.
They are currently on another call and ask that I take a message.
Record at the tone.
No. Call them back.
Please hold while I connect you, or press 2 to leave a message.
This hold music is pretty sweet.
Thank you for holding. We look forward to talking with you soon. Please hold the line, and we'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
They are currently on another call and ask that I...
Well, shit. Fucking nobody's picking up. And these are all California, too. Okay. Are you dude still there? Hello?
Shh, I'm drunk calling people. Just stop.
Piss.
Alright. This guy has high-end bar stools.
Fuck him.
And,
fuck.
Ice Goose.
What? Him.
What do you want about?
Fuck him. You're an asshole. What are you doing? Shit.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Fuck! Fuck shit. Man, this sucks. We're not even doing any pranks tonight. This is dumb.
Well, we did one good prank.
What's up?
It's like a talk show?
Yeah, it's like a fucking talk show. And it's not even about anything. It's fucking talking to the people.
I think we're all just drunk.
Alright, whatever. We're gonna call some of these UK numbers. I keep thinking
Enigma's picture looks exactly like Enigma was a beautiful hat.
Nice. Yeah. We're gonna call some of these UK numbers. I bought a $3.99 subscription for the United Kingdom. So I'm gonna make use of that.
Let's call all the bullshit.
5592.
Hello? Is this Mr. Morgan? Mr. Morgan.
Hello?
Yes, this is Ron. I'm calling from the Royal Service. Nunu gave me that number. I think these have probably already been hit. We'll call this one, too. I don't know. British people...
Wait. There's one guy that you have hung up on.
Morgan Freeman, is that you?
What? Where would Morgan Freeman be? Too much marijuana, man.
Hello?
Yes, I need to speak with Mr. Brian Hurst.
Murphy.
I think they're still on the line.
I don't know.
Does the UK not hang up properly sometimes, like Guam?
Maybe they're trying to charge 6-7.
Man, call back. Mrs. Hurst. I'm calling with the Royal Service. I think these people are still asleep over there. I don't know. Nunu says this is a former corrupt politician. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the name? I want to do it.
Geoff Hoon. And now I'm going to talk to this guy.
I can't move my hand. Oh, there we go. I'm ready.
I'm doing this one. You talked to that last dude for like a fucking hour, excuse. We started this at like 2:30. Let me check here.
Wait, good. You think I'm going to talk politics?
Yeah. Well, no, we've been on for an hour and 27 minutes. We have made, like, really, honestly, one call.
Oh, shit. It was a hell of a funny call, though, wasn't it?
It was good for, like, the first half hour, 40 minutes, but then it was just complete fucking talking about nothing.
He was talking about business and shit. I was like, oh my god, I need more whiskey.
Yeah, it was dumb. It was dumb at the end. I gotta be honest with you, buddy.
You guys are dumb.
Oh god. This is stupid. This is so dumb. Nobody wants to pick up. We could just start doing hotel and 7-Eleven calls again, like usual. We always resort to that. I don't know. Where at, though? What do you think? Hawaii? That could be fun. You guys are going to pass out soon. It's going to be hilarious. I'm going to disconnect you. Or not.
No. Did you hear about that one person that made Hitler quotes on Taylor Swift pictures?
Yes.
here's the reverse. They put Taylor Swift quotes on Hitler pictures. She wore shorts, Chris. I wore a t-shirt. Enigma, isn't that shit funny?
What are you talking about now?
Here, I'll send you the link. No, I'm just going to put the link in the chat.
Hello, how about Hop Beach Rent Hotel? This is Mahila. Let me assist you.
Room 114, please.
Ice Goose.
Okay. What was the last name?
The last name was, how many fingers can you fit inside of your vagina?
Yeah, that was
I'm
the
sorry?
Last
name. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Yeah, how many fingers can you fit inside of your vagina?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
No, I'm
you
not.
You heard me, bitch.
Hello?
Do you?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
If I did a scat in your mouth.
Hello, you might want to call on the landline. You're breaking up.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bitch,
goodbye.
Bitch.
Ice Goose, stop fucking interrupting me on the goddamn phone. Please. I'm too tired for this shit.
Aloha and mahalo for calling Halekula Hotel. Please listen carefully to the following options before making your selection. For room reservation, please press 1. For activities desk or dinner show reservations, please press 2. For the catering office, please press 3. For the Point Fitness Center, please press 4. And for guest rooms, please press 7.
Oh shit, fuck.
Thank you for calling the Halekula Reservations Department. Office hours are Monday to Thursday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are
I accidentally hit 1 instead of 7. I don't even know how I did that.
Aloha and mahalo for calling Halekula Hotel. Please listen here.
Transfer you now.
Aloha, Office Robin.
Room 114.
You mean 1114?
Yes, sorry.
And the party's last name?
I'm sorry, I really can't. I don't know. It's a family emergency. I'm actually on the mainland. It's very important.
Do you know the first name?
The first name? No, I'm sorry, I don't. I have the number and that's it. It's very important that I speak with them, though. It's an urgent matter. Concerning family.
But you don't even know the name in the name.
No, I'm afraid not. They didn't have the information on them.
What do you mean they didn't have
the information?
Them.
Connect me to the room immediately.
You can't order me.
Excuse me? Yes, I can. What?
The hotel guest you are trying to reach is not available right now. If you'd like to leave a message...
Yeah, that sucks.
Did she just say you can't order her, but she just transferred you?
Yeah, that happened. I think it's because I told her, hey, I can. You know, she was like, oh, well, all right, that's true, I guess. It's like, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry.
What?
Okay, here's another one. Yes, I can order her evil ideas.
Touch her scat hole.
Yeah.
Hello, thank you for calling the White Claw Beach Marriott Resort and Spa. This is Sean.
114.
I'm sorry?
114. I need to speak with the people in room 114 immediately.
We don't have a room 114.
Well, what am I thinking of? I'm making a mistake then. Correct me.
Okay, what's the last name?
The last name is fuck you. Give me a goddamn room.
The last name, I'm sorry. The last name is Scat.
Scat Man.
Ma'am?
Hold on.
Okay, Dirty Hawaiian.
Can I see the Scat Room?
Okay, spell the last name for me.
It's Dirty Hawaiian.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Dirty Hawaiian.
I'm sorry, is this a crank call?
No, absolutely not. That's the name.
Oh. I'm sorry, we don't have anybody under that name.
Well, what's the name? What did you spell? How did you
spell
it? Dirty
Hawaiian?
Yeah, Dirty Hawaiian. Because you people don't bathe.
You fucking Hello? Idiot.
You know we have caller ID, right?
Yeah, and what? What are you going to do about it?
How many fingers can you fit in your vagina?
Observation line. To learn more and reserve your sunset date today.
Did you just seriously look up Dirty Hawaiian?
Enjoy 100% Kona coffee and a Poha Berry scone at our Kona coffee shop, located on the lobby level. We are open every morning at 6 a.m. to help you start your day.
Lost case of Bryson.
What?
Hey, how's it?
What did you say your name was?
Bryson.
What are you with?
Marriott.
Marriott. Yeah, but what? Who are you? Why are we being transferred to you?
What was that, sir?
Why are we being transferred to you?
Well, she said that she just felt uncomfortable with the call. Is there something I can help you with, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were looking for a guest whose name is Dirty Hawaiian.
Yeah, we don't have anyone with that name.
Oh, you didn't even look.
Well, I mean, she transferred us to you, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, but we
so,
did
I mean,
not
we
have
already got a Dirty Hawaiian.
No, sir.
Yeah, we already got one. It's you. You're the Dirty Hawaiian.
Alright, so you have a good night.
Because you people don't bathe. Hey, bring your sister in front of me. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
That was hilarious. You looked at Dirty Hawaiian.
Are you the Dirty Hawaiian?
We don't have a Dirty Hawaiian here.
Oh no,
that was even funnier the first time when she's like, you can't order me, and yet she chances you. Yet.
That was a different hotel, but yes.
Oh shit.
Dirty. I want to take this one. I'm going to take this one.
You're good.
Aloha Kona Seaside.
Hi, can I be turned to room 120, please?
What's the room number? I'm sorry.
120, please.
120?
Yes.
We don't have that room. Do you?
I meant
like 1020, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Are you sure? Do you know? I mean, do you know the name? Just, I mean, because we don't have a 120. Do you think it would be 1020? How about a name?
Yeah. I think it's 120. I'm pretty sure it's 120. Or 1020, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Please transfer.
Hello?
Hi, is this room 1020?
This is 1020.
Hi, this is John Hallman. I'm calling from the front desk.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
How may I help you?
Well, it seems we're having a bit of an issue with your room. And we've had a couple noise complaints from some of your neighbors.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Are you aware of any of these? Have you guys been loud tonight? We just want to make sure that these are true.
Oh, okay. You know, it's so funny because I just was at the front desk. And thanks for calling and being an asshole because I'm going right back to the front desk right now.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Good, bitch. Right. I'm calling back. I'm going to try to get a different room. And then we'll call back and see if she came down.
Aloha, thank you for calling Kona Seaside Hotel. How may I help you?
Yeah, 1025, please.
Let's see. And the last name in that room?
I'm not sure the last name on it. I'm actually with pizza delivery. I didn't get a name. They just said they're paying cash.
Let's see.
I need to know if they want extra pepperoni or not.
I don't have anyone in that room. Would that be in another room?
It could have been 10:15, actually. Yeah, it's 10:15. Sorry, I'm stupid. I'm kind of drunk.
And you don't know the last name?
No, they just said they're going to pay cash.
Okay, one moment, please.
Fucking dumbass.
I'll send a thousand flowers for the trade winds blow. I'll send my lonely heart for I love him so. Someday I know he'll come back again to me. Till then my heart will be beyond the reach.
Oh shit, I forgot to add spray. Fuck.
I thank you for holding. I'm sorry, but there's no answer in that room.
Oh. Well, did the lady from room 1020 come down yet?
1020?
Yeah, did she come down to the front desk yet?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well...
That name?
Well, no. Okay. I'm asking if she came down to the front desk.
Was she supposed to?
Yeah, she said she was gonna.
Okay, and that is... Okay. And you know that person?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just curious. Like, could we stay on the phone to see if she comes down?
Is there a certain reason why?
No. I mean, I'm just, you know, I want to talk to you and talk to her.
You're a pizza delivery person?
Well, no. I made that up. That was a lie.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, sir, but I can't give you out any information.
Well, look, okay, I don't want
so,
information. I just want to wait.
I'm sorry?
I don't want information. I just want to wait.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay. What the fuck is she doing? Yeah, sorry about that spray.
Sir?
Yeah.
Can I get your name, please?
My name is Ron.
I'm sorry?
My name is Ron.
Vaughn?
Ron. R-O-N. Ron.
And the last name?
Ron. Ron's my name. Why do you need my last name?
Ooh, okay. So, our phone number.
What's that?
I can call you back. I need a phone number. I can call you back.
Why? What are you calling me back about?
Okay, so you know what? How about don't call here? Otherwise, we will call the police and have you tracked.
For what?
Because we have our caller ID.
What
IDs.
Will you get me tracked
okay?
for?
Okay? You're harassing our guests.
How am
so
I harassing? Oh, she came
okay?
down, didn't she? Spray, are you there?
Think you're going to give her your phone number and name?
Yes.
I was watching House MD.
Nice.
Here, my real name is John Holloman. Let me just give you my address. So you
all right. Guys, actually, would you guys mind if I played a song and went and did something real quick?
Nah, I gotta go pee anyway.
You gotta go rub one out?
Yeah, that's right. No.
Thank you.
No, but it... Okay, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, everybody, and be back.
Piss. We'll be right back. Yeah, Google it.
Yeah. I remember there was a kid in my sophomore geometry class who drank Listerine at, like, he just brought in a Costco sized thing of Listerine, drank that shit at lunch. Got suspended for like 2 months. Yeah, he drank it at lunch, bro. Like, how stupid can you be?
See, we used to have kids mix vodka with like bottles of Tropicana and bring those into school.
I remember kids bringing in vodka and pretending it's water, yeah, and sip on it.
We weren't allowed to have, like, drinks just for that reason, like, in any classes or anything. Only in the cafeteria.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't either. Because they just put new carpeting in and they would, like, have a pissing thing about it.
No, we couldn't even have water because they said you could put alcohol in it. That was bullshit.
Yeah. I still bring soda and that to class. I was like, fuck that shit.
Enigmas are
running.
But yeah, everybody, this is a talk show now. This is officially a talk show to all of our listeners.
Thanks to me.
Yep, and we just lost 4 or 5 people, so that's what's happening.
Dude, like 5 or 6 people are dropping every like minute.
Nah, it's like 39. It's been holding around 40, 45.
I don't give a fuck, to be honest.
And it's 4 a.m., I mean, that's good. On the East Coast. It's late.
I'm calling motels and shit.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I actually wanted to call, see if there were Indian restaurants in Hawaii.
I think they are. They're probably closing about, right? Like, about now. So,
that's
Klaus, you should call me back on, I don't even know.
What?
I was gonna say mobile, but I'm drunk calling, and that shit's not cool.
I've called a few Indian restaurants in Hawaii before.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, it's like the Hawaiian beep. I get that every once in a while I call places there.
Alright, here's another one. Oh, my throat's killing me. Yeah, is this Indian food?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Oh, sorry, we are closed over here, sir.
Well, let me take. Can I make an order for tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can order tomorrow.
Well, no. Can I make an order now for tomorrow?
No,
so it's ready as soon as you
taking.
Open. Well, what time do you open tomorrow?
We open 11 to 2 and 5 to 10.
Okay, do you have, can I just ask you some stuff about your menu real quick? See if you have what I want?
You can check our website.
Well, no. Do you have chicken tikka masala?
Yes, we do.
Do you have, papadoms?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have garlic naan?
Yes.
And what about, benchud? Or, matochud?
You motherfucker. I fuck your sister so much. Then you're gonna hurt. Loud sounds, motherfucker.
Banchu? What about Gandhi? Do you guys have the Gandhi? Or any Matochud? Excuse me, Banchu.
Matochud.
So you fuck your mother. I fuck your sister so hard.
Okay. Anybody else want to do a Banchu call?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Yeah, these are always fun. This is good. Okay. And, you know, Spray and Enigma, you guys take calls too, by the way. It doesn't have to just be Ice Goose and I.
Yeah, for real.
God damn it.
Bam.
Spray, you take this one, and then Ice Goose, can you take the one after it?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Cool. Thank you, dude. Fuck it. New one. I fuck with you sister so much.
You motherfucker.
The best of luck, bro. We keep them for like nothing.
Do you want me to help you?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes. Can I order something?
It's closed already.
Oh, I have a question about the menu. Do you have chicken tikka masala?
We do chicken tikka masala, yeah.
Yeah, do you have garlic naan?
We have a garlic naan.
Do you have, this is a very special treat, ban chowd?
What?
Do you have a ban chowd?
What?
Do you have the dish, ban chowd? Do you understand? I hung up.
Alright, so now it's Ice Goose. This is the Tandoori Corner.
Give me a dish. I can't remember anything but naan.
It's chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala.
Papadoms.
Okay, papadoms is naan.
Garlic naan.
Alright, I got this.
Okay.
Some of you motherfuckers should come in and my phone.
Hi,
I was calling to ask you a couple of things about your menu.
Oh, okay.
Do you have papadoms?
You have, what was that?
Do you have papadoms?
Just a second.
Do you have papadoms?
Hello?
Hello, do you have garlic naan?
What?
Do you have naan?
What?
Do you have food?
I can't hear you.
Do you have hamburgers?
No, we don't.
Okay.
This is Aloha Crepe.
Yeah, do you have garlic naan?
No, we don't.
You don't? So do you not do Indian food?
No, we don't have that.
You don't have Indian food?
Do you have North Korean food?
No.
What kind of food do you make there?
No, can you give me your cell phone number? Maybe you have better reception.
She hung up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, both Korean food.
Okay, here's another one. Yeah, sorry about that, Ice Goose. It said Tandoori Corner, so. This one is Monsoon India, so I think this is probably an Indian restaurant.
Tandoori, I thought, was Indian, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's... Yeah.
They might only have, like, tandoori stuff, whatever that means.
And I guess there is a picture of, like, I don't know, it looks like a dessert, so, whatever. Here, try this one, Ice Goose, my bad.
No. Oh, I've got so many phone calls to Mando.
Hello?
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 Hi, are you calling about the menu? Lost the menu up in there?
Yes, I did. Now I did.
Sorry, I got my phone.
My
phone. Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Excuse me?
Yeah, is this Indian food?
Yeah,
Who's this?
Is this Indian food?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'd like to make an order.
We're already closed.
Oh, well, can I ask, can I make an order for tomorrow? Is that possible?
Yeah, you can call in tomorrow.
Oh, well, okay. Well, can I ask, do you have chicken tikka masala?
No, we don't.
Do you have papadoms?
No, we don't. It's Punjabi. It's not South Indian.
Oh, okay. Do you have, matachud, then? Or benchud?
No.
You don't? Do you have gandu?
No.
What about ulu kapita?
No, this is Punjabi food, so...
Well, does anybody there speak Hindi?
Gandu.
Excuse me, you're breaking up.
Does anybody speak Hindi?
Yes.
Okay, well, can you put them on?
No, I'm the only one here right now.
Okay, well, do you speak Hindi?
No, I don't.
Well,
do you, you can call in tomorrow.
Well, will you have, will you bring your sister in front of me for sex?
Okay, I'm breaking up, so I'm just calling tomorrow the restaurant. Thank you.
No, you, no, I'm not, Bonjude.
Bitch.
Ma'am, go in the kitchen where you get better reception.
I don't think she I don't think she understood it was for sex, though.
Like, you served her sister for sex.
Okay.
Fucking cunt.
Prabha's Indian restaurant. Who wants to take it?
I'll do it.
Hi, Scoobs.
I keep smelling this stuff, man. I mean, it's smelling hella empty. You guys don't even know. I can't even feel my fucking fingers. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the menu. Can I make an order right now?
The restaurant is closed. We close at 9 o'clock.
Oh, shit. Shit, fuck. Okay, well, can I just see if you guys have what I want to order so I can order it tomorrow?
Tomorrow we open from
2:30. No, bitch. I want to see about the menu. Is there some stuff on the menu I could order for tomorrow?
We don't have a menu. Yeah, we don't have a menu. We have a hot entree so you can come in and pick what you like.
Do you have papadons?
No, we don't. Sorry.
What about naan? Do you have garlic naan?
We have roti paratha.
Okay, what about moderate curry? Do you have monotrope? Do you have monotrope?
No, we don't.
It's a special... What about the bancho? It's a special dish. What about chitty chitty bang bang?
No. We don't have it. What we have is hot entrees, buffet style, so you can come in and see what you like and pick from the box.
Well, what if we like you? Will you come in front of us and get naked for sex?
Strictly only for sex.
I don't think she was feeling it.
Yeah, she hung up. She hung up right after you said the word sex.
No, I don't want
sex. Yeah, I really doubt there's any in Guam.
Let's call some in India.
I can't fucking call India.
Call India. Like,
what time is it in the UK right now?
Yeah, there's got to be some in the UK.
Yeah, but they're all closed now.
It's 9 a.m.
Oh, it's 9?
Yeah.
It's 9 there, yeah.
Yeah, they probably have some places, maybe. What do Indians even eat for breakfast, I wonder?
That's a good question. Burp.
like, do they eat the same shit that they eat for, like, lunch and dinner?
They just eat fucking curry and then blow out by mid-afternoon.
Yeah, because, I mean, this food's pretty fucking heavy, you know? I don't know if I could eat any of that shit for breakfast.
Alright, the Cinnamon Club. Wait, why the fuck am I calling? Okay, it says Modern Indian. We'll call it. I was going to say, why the fuck am I calling Cinnamon Club? That doesn't sound like an Indian restaurant.
Thank you for calling the Cinnamon Club. If you would like to make a reservation for today, please press 1. To make a reservation for any other day or to inquire about event hire, please press 2. For all other inquiries, please press...
I'm afraid all the operators are busy at the moment, but please hold, and you will be transferred when somebody becomes available.
Dude, 76 people, like, phone marking.
We have 2 exclusive private dining rooms, catering for smaller and larger gatherings, either in a traditional dining format or canapé and drink reception. Speak to our event organizer today about how you can book an appropriate room for your event.
I'm afraid all the operators are busy at the moment, but please hold, and you will be transferred when somebody becomes available.
Dead, which is served by the latest entertainment systems, projecting films and music videos in a relaxed lounge environment. Thank you for holding.
They still have music videos in the United
Kingdom. We are within
Kingdom.
Walking distance of some of London's most established theatres. Why not come and have a bite to eat before your show's evening performance?
I'm afraid all the operators are busy at the moment, but please hold, and you will be...
I don't think I will anymore, actually.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's there at 9. It's too early for restaurants, I think.
It could be. It's true. So what else should we call in the UK?
You should call, like, a Tesco or something.
Do you have an idea for it?
Oh, I don't have it. I mean, let's see. It's a grocery store.
It is. That it is.
So, I don't know. Ask them if they have...
Oh, shit.
I don't know. A special section for the English food, because we're American.
It's really late for ideas, I know. I know.
Get really mad, because they don't have any craft singles or something.
Why are you doing motels in the UK? People are waking up, yeah.
We could do that. And they have McDonald's and shit in the UK, too.
We could, yeah. Could tell them that they have to go on strike or something.
Well, no, I'm that you're pissed because the burgers aren't as good as they are in the US.
That's real good. Yeah, let's try a couple of those. Alright, I'm going to go for a McDonald's in London. I figure one of them there is probably open. I'm doing breakfast. Do they have, like, Egg McMuffins and stuff?
Oh, yeah, they have to, probably.
Okay, Spray, you take this one.
Alright.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I'm tired. I'm high.
Oh, it's okay. I'm tired, too.
Oh, hell, it's hard.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, sir, can I speak in Hackenhaver?
Yeah, is this McDonald's?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Yeah, I have a complaint. Can I speak to your manager? Ah, fuck. You kidding me? Now I gotta wait for this fucking asshole. Damn it. I should've just told him.
Are a lot of motels in the UK owned by Gondus?
I wonder.
And Bonchus.
Mother Truth. Chitty Chitty Bang Bangs.
It would make sense. don't know.
Yeah, there's
why,
a lot of like Indian immigrants there, aren't there? Do they?
Yeah, they actually like England has like a ton of Indian immigrants because
France has a lot of problems with Afghan.
Because India was an English colony, so they all a lot of them know how to speak English.
I know France has a lot of problems with fucking Afghans and shit.
Yeah, but that's not Indian.
Yeah, it's so funny to call them and call them Hindus and shit. Maybe I'm an asshole.
I have, only 60 minutes per month for the UK. We're gonna, burn through all of it tonight.
Yeah.
You have how many?
I have 60 minutes a month. Yeah. I'm gonna end up buying more, though, I'm sure. I'll probably just use Skype credit, something like that. I don't know. But it's only, $3.99. New one of UK calls.
Yeah, I kind of fucked that up by asking for the manager.
Yeah. Yeah, shit happens. Yeah. Try this one.
Bro, I can only do a couple more than here.
Okay.
Good morning, from McDonald's here speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I got a complaint about the Egg McMuffins over there.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, it was different.
It tastes different.
Yeah, because, I'm from America. You know,
that's
where McDonald's was founded and born. And, I came down there and got one, and it just didn't taste right.
What's the problem? It was the taste, because you didn't bring it back, and we can check what's the problem on it?
It just tasted weird. It tasted all, I don't know. Do you guys always eat stuff like that there?
Okay.
I said, do you guys always eat, really bad food, or... Because the
we don't do really bad food. If you don't like the food that you bought here, you just need to come back and tell us what the problem is, because I can't see now the Egg McMuffin. I don't know what the problem is. I'm so sorry about that.
There's a sausage. It tasted like a horse meat or something.
There's no horse meat in an Egg McMuffin.
I heard you guys have problems with the horse meat, though, there.
Not really, but you just need to check the newspaper or whatever. Is that what you need to say?
Well, if I came down there, though, now, as an American, usually when I go to the McDonald's, the first thing I ask is how many fingers can they, put inside of their sphincter hole?
It's so funny.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, anything else?
Well, I was wondering, can you bring your sister in front of me?
Oh, it's so funny, man. Bye-bye.
But for sex only. whatever. Blah, blah, blah. All
right.
Yeah, maybe that's not such a good idea.
No, I like it. I want to do one.
Yeah, try another one. See if someone else gets kind of pissed off about it.
Oh, wait. I think this is their corporate. Wait. Hold up. Okay, never mind. It's not their corporate office. Try a different one. I need to go get water here soon. I'm dying.
That last lady sounded like she was African.
Yeah,
like
she
an
did.
African English lady.
Fucking Blackie.
Good morning, I've been talking to this man.
Yeah, I had a complaint. I was in there earlier.
Hello?
Yeah, it sound. Can you be quiet?
Hello?
Yeah, it's fucking loud there. Could you calm down and be quiet?
Sorry, I can't make that for me. Can you call me back again?
It's fucking loud. Alright, yeah, we'll call him back.
Yeah, I think that's another African English guy. You can kind of tell by their accent.
Good morning, my friend. Sounds like a friend.
Yeah, I called back. Can you hear me this time?
Hello?
Oh my god, you fucking asshole.
Hello?
Ah, fuck that.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Can you tell your machine to shut the fuck up?
Like, you can hear, like, all the machines, like, right there.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Fucking wacky. In your fucking bedroom, you got the fucking fry machine.
Morning, McDonald's. I'm speaking, I hope.
Yeah, I was in there earlier, and I had a complaint about my meal.
Wait, what's wrong, sir?
Yeah, I came in, and I got an Egg McMuffin, okay?
Which muffin?
An Egg McMuffin.
Egg muffin, yep.
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of weird. You know, I'm American, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this is where McDonald's was created.
Yes,
this
of course,
is where the
yeah.
company was formed. That's... You know, American. It's a very all-American dish, the Egg McMuffin. And it
what's wrong with the Egg McMuffin?
Well, it just tasted kind of off.
Have you still got it with you?
Well, it didn't taste like it does in America.
It could be the different ingredients, but I just want to see it. Have you still got the Egg McMuffin? Because it's something we did. Because that's the normal standard Egg McMuffin we do in the UK, the one you had. Muffin, butter, cheese, and egg.
Yeah, but what's, what's the different ingredient?
But that's what I'm exactly looking at. It should be the same. It shouldn't be any major difference in there.
Well, do you guys, you probably touch it with your dirty hands and you put shit in it?
Pardon?
You probably put shit in it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like you put shit right in it.
Anything else you have to talk?
Yeah, you burk.
Pardon?
Pillock.
Pardon?
Pillock.
Pardon?
Bonchoed?
I don't think he understands. I don't think
are you,
he understands
bonchoed.
Bon
pardon?
Bonchoed.
Bonchoed.
Hey. Pardon?
Marachoed.
Pardon?
Can you bring your sister in front of us?
Pardon?
You know, it's so funny how you guys talk over there.
Pardon?
He doesn't give
how many
a cunt
fingers
fuck.
Can your sister fit in her vagina?
Your mom should know that. She's my sister.
What? Nice to meet you, uncle. So, are you a Marachud? Sir, I need to know if you're a Marachud immediately. I'm with the Royal Service. I'm taking a census. I think he's done.
Yeah, I think he...
Is that enough?
Pardon.
All right, so McDonald's in the UK is a viable choice for call. That is good. All right, somebody else take this one. Whoever wants
it. I'll take this shit.
Ice creams.
Pardon? Your Pardon? Mother should know. She's my sister. What?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Should that make you my uncle, then?
Hi, I'm calling with a complaint. Are you a manager?
Sorry?
Are you a manager?
Yes.
Okay, I have a bit of an issue with one of the cheeseburgers I ordered at your restaurant yesterday.
Okay.
It didn't taste right.
Sorry, say that again?
It just didn't taste right. I'm from America. The greatest country in the world.
Okay.
And it didn't taste like American burgers. It tasted like French shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's different flavor, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
you know.
It tasted like the French had come over and put their pussies on it. I'm not about that life. You know, I'm American. You know, I have a big cock, and you know, I just don't want to put up with that French pussy shit and the non-cooked burger.
So what do you want to do, sir?
Well, I want a refund.
Okay, calm down. Do you know which McDonald's you're calling?
Yes, I do. And you know, I want a couple free burgers, and I want them well cooked.
Sorry?
You know, I want a couple burgers. I want them well cooked.
You want a couple
burgers? Yeah, I want some compensation.
Yeah, but I can give you the money back. I thought you don't like the burgers. You get your money back, no?
Well, I want to make sure that you guys cooked it the American way, though. You know, the best country in the world. I want you to make
different
sure.
Different countries cook different ways. Like in China, the burger tastes completely different with American burger.
Well, we're not
they have to feed the people in that country. No,
listen,
you know.
Listen, we're not talking about China. We're talking about the United States of America. The best country.
Yeah, I know.
The
but that's British. That's not American.
Shut up. Your country doesn't even exist. Our country is better than your country. Your country is full of shit. You have a parliament. Do you even know what a parliament is? I have Congress. Do you know what that is? You know what Congress is?
Yeah, come pop in the store for your complaint. I can give you the money back if you don't like it. Yeah.
Oh, I want free burgers. I want free burgers, bitch.
Yeah, calm down. We really can't talk. There's no point in talking on the phone, isn't it, sir?
Wait, you're not going to talk on the phone with me?
No, I'm busy. Sorry. I'm going to go.
You're whacking your wanker off.
All right, then. Bye.
Just nobody's eating your shitty burgers. Oh, shit.
That was good.
You know what Congress is?
I think that was a Chinese guy.
Everybody cooks their burgers by
There's
itself.
No white people in Britain anymore. It's all
Holy
for
shit. I'm so tired right now. I'm down in bed.
You're still connected, by the way.
Hi, Blue American. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, I was in there earlier and I had a complaint.
Sorry?
Yeah, I had a complaint.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went in there earlier and I got an Egg McMuffin.
Yeah?
And I didn't like the way it tasted.
I'm so sorry, I can't hear you properly.
Yeah, it didn't taste, you know, like I expected it to, the Egg McMuffin.
Sorry, sir?
Yeah, it didn't taste like I expected it to.
So you bought the Egg McMuffin, you said, yeah?
Yeah, I got the Egg McMuffin, and it didn't taste the way that I wanted it to.
But what do you mean?
Well, I'm from America, okay?
Yeah?
And, you know, we're a little bit more affluent than you, and we have more power projection capability, you know, as a country.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much number one in the entire world. And, I mean, the UK is pretty much just this little shithole that nobody really cares about anymore. It's kind of pointless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem you're baking
McMuffin? Well, yes, okay. So, the Egg McMuffin, it just kind of tasted a little bit like shit.
Flavor crispy.
Yeah, it tasted like shit.
Shit?
Yeah, like shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. So, how can I help you, sir?
Well, I think it tasted like shit, maybe because your sister made it. And she rubbed her pussy on it.
Actually, the bacon egg muffin we make in when you place the order.
Yes.
And
your sister was back there, and she rubbed her pussy.
What is that?
She rubbed her cunt all over my Egg McMuffin, and so it tasted like shit.
Okay, if you can come down, I can speak to you anytime, so we can I can help you with that.
Well, are you gonna let me see your sister's disgusting pussy filled with shit?
Sorry, you say, look, I don't mean you, she meant shit.
Yeah, I want to see your sister's pussy. Bring her in front of me, Bonjude.
Yeah, if you can come anytime, I can speak to you.
Wait, will you come down and bring your sister in front of me, Moderchude?
Sorry, sir?
Yeah, Moderchude, will you bring your sister in front of me?
Bonjude.
Yeah, Bonjude.
Sorry?
Bonjude.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Gandu, Ulu Kapita.
Sorry?
Terry Marilon.
I'm real, so I, you know, I can't understand what you're talking.
Well, do you speak Hindi?
Hindi?
Hindi, yeah.
No, I only speak in Hindi.
You don't speak Hindi?
Sorry?
You do not speak Hindi.
No.
Oh, well, your sister's cunt tastes like shit. Okay?
I'm so sorry, I can't get you.
Okay, you know what? You can hear me. You're just being a bonchu.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm hanging up on you. Fuh! Okay, we're done with him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell with the English guys because they got the English accent, but it kind of sounded like he was.
I think he was. I think he was just being, like, pardon?
Yeah.
That's like one of their default responses.
He's trying to get that manager spot.
Yeah. Enigma, you take this one. Enigma. Take this call, Enigma.
What is it?
It's a McDonald's again. Same thing. Enigma.
Piss.
Just take this call. This is all you.
I'm going to trade it off the spray.
Trade it off.
Take it, spray. Please.
Good morning, Pomerton. Swaggy's welcome.
Good morning. I was just there, and I got the sausage McMuffin.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it tasted kind of, I have a complaint about it. It didn't taste good.
What's the problem then?
Well, you see, I'm from America.
Mm-hmm.
And, it didn't taste like the American way.
Yeah, that's the difference, boss. America and British, you know, same. We use the British beef and British egg is not the same, okay?
That's shit, though.
Okay, we saw thousand customers, nobody said, this is the first time I heard, it does not taste same. But anyway, I'm sorry for that. If you can come down anytime and pop in to ask any manager, okay? Well, so we're going to try to solve it out, okay?
Is it because you put different ingredients in there?
No. It's a beef, British beef and American beef should not be same. Definitely different taste. And British egg and American egg, maybe it might be some difference.
My friend told me that you guys put banchoed in it.
Sorry?
My friend told me that you guys put banchoed in it.
No.
Do you know what that is?
Well, I don't know anything about that.
About banchoed?
No, man.
What does that mean?
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I have another complaint. When I was in there and they gave me the egg, McMuffin, the guy said, "Here you go, you tosser." He said that to me. He said, "You tosser, wanker."
Okay, I don't know anything about the man. No, our staff never said to customer like
what
that.
What does that mean?
Listen, man, I don't have enough time to talk to you like that.
Well,
if you have any problem in the company store, I'm going to speak to you, okay?
Well, why did he say that to me?
Oh my god. Did you fucking hear that stutter ass fucking guy?
My manager wouldn't say that to you.
I would have made fun of him for a stutter.
I think he was getting pissed off.
Alright, here's all right,
give me one.
Oh, I don't even know why that's funny, but that shit is funny.
I want to tell the UK about the greatest country in the world.
Speaking, how can I help?
Hi, I have an issue.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I can't hear you.
Maybe you should use an American phone. Can you hear me now?
No, not really.
Oh, well, it's because you're a stupid man from British, from Britain.
Who is this?
My name is John Holman. I stayed at your restaurant a little bit earlier.
This is Hackney McDonald's. Are you sure you got the right number?
Yes. Unfortunately, I was disappointed in your McDonald's food. And the food that I received there.
I still can't hear you.
Oh my god, why are you so dumb?
Hello?
Hello, are you dumb because you're from Britain?
Hello?
God, I hate you. Sloth, hang up on this cocksucker.
Hello.
I hate that man.
Bollocks. Let's call the one that Spray talked to you back and Ice Cube, you talk to him this time, make another complaint.
Call him a tosser.
Ice Goose.
What?
Did you hear me?
No, I'm having the spins right now, man. I'm really not doing good.
drink another shot.
Horrible idea, dude. I'm going to go to bed.
You're having the spins.
Yeah.
Tonight on Science, Ice Goose vomits.
Ice Goose struggles.
Okay, well, I'll call the one Spray did. Fuck, it's busy. The fuck? He probably just took the phone off the hook. Come on, Ice Goose, take another shot, man. Don't be a pussy.
Right. Keep your mic queued up, too, so we can hear you puke.
Don't actually take another shot.
Take two. You guys are fucking confusing.
Just don't.
No, don't do it.
Take two shots.
Actually, take like 2 pints of water.
Yeah, drink some water.
Be the best thing to do right now.
I love this. Don't join the spin. Stupid. Who are we calling?
McDonald's.
Is it done?
God.
You know who I am? My name is John Holloman. I'm in the corporate office.
That's right, Ice Cube, you are.
Fucking stupid.
Are you texting Narwhal?
What?
Are you texting Narwhal?
Nah, I haven't talked to her in so long.
Yeah,
holy
she thinks
shit.
You hate her.
I think she thought I was mad at her.
No, she thinks you hate her.
I don't understand why.
Good morning,
Jeff.
Madonna, speaking. Yeah, my name is Ron. I was in there earlier.
Sorry?
Yeah, I'm Ron. I was in there earlier.
Okay, hi.
And I got, you know, a sausage biscuit.
Okay.
Okay. And it, I don't know, it just tasted kind of weird. Like, different somehow.
Sorry, so what did you, what time did you just come in?
Fuck, I don't even know. God, like maybe 9.
Okay, you came in at 9 o'clock, and what was wrong with your sausage and egg McMuffin?
Oh, well, I mean, it just, I'm American, you know? Okay? Are you following?
Okay.
And it, I don't know, we make it better here. We just do a way better job of it, and it tasted kind of like, I mean, pardon my language, but shit. Tastes like shit.
Okay, so is this an actual comment? Is this an actual feedback or a complaint? Or are you just calling to let me know how you think your burger is better?
It's an actual complaint, of course. But I mean, honestly, like, what I think it tasted like is if you rubbed your cunt on it.
She's like, did she say your bugger is off?
I don't know. Okay. Here's one for Spray or Enigma. So that means Spray because Enigma doesn't take calls.
I'm gonna take another shot.
Take a shot
of water.
Yeah, drink water, dumbass.
Drink two shots. Two shots.
Water.
Fuck.
Two shots.
morning, Lemon Boss.
Hi, I was in there a little bit earlier. I was in there a little bit earlier, and I have a complaint about the staff.
I'm sorry, say again?
I have a complaint about the staff. You understand me?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I have a complaint about the staff.
Can you give me another call about 5 minutes later, please?
No, I need to tell you now. It's important.
Sorry, hello? I can't hear you, sir.
Listen to me. Motherfucker.
Dude, they got all shitty phones over there.
Yeah, it's loud in the UK.
They're all stupid over there.
Oh my god. Tonight on Science, I ask you some stupid stuff. I think Spray should take this. Who's calling? What the fuck? I don't know how to do advice animals.
It's weird, it has like an American ringer on it.
Yeah, this one does.
Hi, I was in there earlier today. I got a complaint about your staff.
Yeah?
Well, I went in there and I went to get the Egg McMuffin.
Yeah?
And when the guy, he came to give it to me, he's like, here you go, you tosser. And I didn't know what that means.
I can't understand. Can you say again, sorry? You bought an Egg Muffin earlier.
Yeah, I bought an Egg Muffin earlier, and the guy, he's like, here you go, you wanker. I was like, pardon? I was like, pardon? And he's like, get out of here, you tossa. And I wanted to know what does that mean?
He said, did you get out?
No, yeah, he said, you American tosser.
What's the name again? Sorry?
Oh, my name is Ronald.
I was here in the morning, and I didn't see anyone saying anything like that.
It was you?
Yeah, no one said anything like that.
Well, it tasted funny, though. The Egg McMuffin.
Hmm?
The Egg McMuffin, it tasted funny.
What time you came in?
It tasted like shit. Hey, listen to me. Asshole.
Okay, let's try hotels in the UK. Oh, wow. It's like a million of them. Burp. Another American ringer.
Good morning, Charing Cross Hotel. This is Lisa. May I help you?
Yeah, is this London?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, 114, please.
Sorry, who do you want to talk to?
114, room 114, Jesus.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. 114.
Okay.
What's the name of the room?
Oh, I'm not sure. I really need to speak with them. This is all the information I have. I spoke with them last night.
In 114?
Yes. 114.
We don't have a room in 114.
Well, what do you mean you don't have a room in 114?
We don't. We start at 200.
Oh. Well, oh, yeah, 214. I'm sorry.
214?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm American.
Okay. You don't know the last name?
No, we met last night. And didn't tell
okay,
me
and he gave you your room number. Okay, I will push you through.
Yeah.
The girl, I'm not gay.
Sorry?
No, hurry up. Please, it's... I need to talk to them.
Thank you for holding.
Please,
can you
just mute, please?
Welcome to Charing Cross Hotel, London's most central hotel.
Thanks. They don't pick up. This is the Charing Cross Hotel. Is it a good hotel?
What's
is it a good one? Is it the right hotel?
Yeah, but why are you...
They don't pick up.
Oh, well, what's your first language? You have an interesting...
My first language is Dutch.
Okay, yeah, you have an interesting way of speaking.
Sorry.
Okay, actually, hold up 1 second here. Just a moment. Okay, yeah, just... I need to check something here. I might be off.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Yeah,
because...
Hoofter?
Sorry?
Hondenlul? Do you know what that means?
No, sorry.
Or Eichel, Eichel? E-I-K-E-L? That's the name?
No, sorry.
What about
Scheisen Yehoven? What about Domme Kutzle? Or Domme Kutzlet? Do you know what that means?
No, sorry.
I think you
do. Do you speak German?
No.
Do you know Scheisen Yehoven?
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Bye.
How big are your areolas?
You knew that shit, man, bro.
What does that mean?
Shit my pants.
I think they know German. Like, Dutch people that I've met, they know, like, 3 different languages.
And everybody knows the languages there. They just know it. You know German? No. Scheiße. Okay, bye.
We just ran out of UK time.
Oh, really?
Yes, we did.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yes. That happened. Let me see something real quick.
It fucking ran out.
Yeah, 60 minutes, man. It's only an hour. It's not that long. Okay. Let me see here. Man, Skype is a fucking ripoff. God. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, fuck Skype. Should call Skype. Prank Skype?
Yes.
Shit.
It says 22 minutes left. What the fuck? Okay, hold up. Or maybe you can only call so many in a given day.
That could be it. Check your email and see if you got an email.
Do they usually send one out for that?
I think so, yeah.
Shit.
You get a million? How many
minutes did you get? No, I just got we've delivered your order, is all.
Oh, shit.
Yes. You might have to start a new conference.
Okay.
How many minutes did you get, though?
60. Hello.
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 Ulu Gandu Malachi.
Ulu Gandu.
Piss in your ass.
Did you see that link that I put in,
Oh, here we go.
Shit the fuck. I don't know if I put that up on Reddit, but that shit was fine. Shit the fuck. Rawr.
That's actually good.
Shit right now.
Novotel London Waterloo. Welcome. For an individual reservation, please press 1. For a group reservation, more than 7 rooms, please press 2. For another service in the hotel, please press 3.
Time to get hookers.
Oh, I gotta go to bed. Shit, I'm fine. Novotel London Waterloo, my name is Christine, how may I help?
Hi, honey baby. I'm trying to go to room 214.
Yes?
Yeah, honey baby.
I would just try to transfer you.
Okay, thank you, baby girl.
214, you said, right?
Yes, honey baby.
Okay.
Turn your points into reward vouchers.
I'm sorry, there's no reply. To leave a voice message, press 1. Or else hang up. To deliver this message, press 1. To deliver this message, press 1. To play back, press 2. To re-record, press 3. To abandon, press 4. To deliver this message, press 1. To play back, press 2. To re-record, call complete. Goodbye.
Oh, press 2. Stupid.
Was it me or did that pre-recording on that first one sound like she had to take a dump? She like that.
Good morning, night visitor.
Yeah, 214, please.
Service room?
214, room 214.
We don't have a room 214. Can you confirm the last name for me, please?
Well, no. What do your rooms start at, you fucking tosser?
I'm from America. I don't have to do that.
What do your rooms start at?
I'm sorry, the line is really bad. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Are you having a wank? Is that why you can't hear me?
Sir, I just needed to transfer me to a random room.
Listen, you fucking tosser.
Sir, which room?
It's a cunt.
Please hang up. Please hang up.
There's another call that you called earlier that telling you to hang up.
Well, that was good timing.
That's pretty good. Oh, God.
Piss.
Oh, shit.
Good morning, Epic City of London. You're speaking to me. I help.
Hi, honey baby. Can I be transferred to room 214, please?
214?
Yeah. Honey baby. Shit. What the fuck does that work with?
Because you're stupid. Big stupid.
This room is vacant. Please wait, you're being transferred to the operator.
Alright, Enigma, this is you.
What room number?
Good morning, reception. If you're speaking, may I help?
Yeah, 214, please.
Are you just fucking up there?
314.
What's the name of the guest, please?
I don't know. I don't have a last name. Or a first name.
Because those two rooms are empty.
Oh, those are vacant.
Yes.
How about 422, sorry.
But what's the name of the guest?
Yes, 422, please.
And what's the name of the guest, sir?
Oh, yeah, the room number was 422.
Yes, but do you have any names?
Oh, please transfer me immediately.
All right, I'll transfer your call.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What?
Reception, I'm speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, 422, please.
422, what, sir?
the room number.
Yeah, you would like to speak to that room?
Yes, please.
May I take the name of the guest, please?
I need to talk to them immediately, please. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, but I need the name, please.
Oh, yes, I told her earlier, the lady before.
Yeah, you gave different room numbers, sir, so in security reasons, I'm not able to transfer your call.
Oh, but it's private, though. I can't tell you.
If you're not able me to give the name of the guest, I'm not able to transfer your call.
The name is Banchod.
Okay, this is the wrong name, sir.
No, that's their name.
Okay, this guest is not staying in this room, sir.
What about try Marachode?
Okay, I will need to transfer you to security, sir. Just 1 second, please.
Why? That's their name.
Thank you.
Dog shit at security.
That is an incorrect name.
She better be transferring.
Here, one of you guys can take the next line at wood fence.
What room were you going to?
Oh, I don't think they're going to transfer us, but
this 422.
Yeah, this is a security guy.
It's a fucking security guy sleeping or something?
Hanging up. Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that.
Yes, please.
That is not a proper name, sir.
It's not a name. Oh, it should be not a code.
Ah. It's doing the not enough Skype credit thing again. Son of a bitch. I think it's time to call it anyway, fellas.
Sounds good.
Gentlemen.
Damn it.
Yeah, thanks for doing the show, though, guys. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yes. We had some good calls here and there.
It's good. Bad, but
yeah. You had a good hour of talk show in the beginning there. That was
yes,
good.
We did, and it's almost 3 hours long now.
Yeah. We need to do that. Good show. Yes.
It was a good show, though. It was fun. God damn it.
Yes.
Going to bed.
Yes. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night,
honey, baby, sweetie.
Bye. Yay.